Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it's the launch of the premium Black Countdown instant ticket promotion. July 27th through September 28th, 5 lucky players will win $1 million each. 4 will win $500,000 each. 3 will win $250,000 each. 2 will win $125,000 each, and 1 player will win $100,000. Look out for our mid-promotion drawing for your chance to win food vouchers worth $30,000 each. Write your name, address, and telephone number on the back of your non-winning premium black ticket and place it into the entry boxes for your chance to win. Premium Black Countdown by Baganda Lottery Company Limited. And remember, a ticket today can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
When last we were in Murundoy, Dinah met Elton Goldman in the market and he helped her fetch her bags home. Kevin and Unique returned from their honeymoon in Jamaica. When the men left the room, Rhonda told Unique that Aubrey had a problem with her wanting to return to Guyana. Aubrey, on the other hand, told Kevin that Rhonda was complaining about everything. While chatting on the veranda, they witnessed Dinah and Goldman exchanging phone numbers. Later, they, Rhonda and Unique, went out to dinner, and Unique received a call from a resident with a problem. Rhonda was most upset. As we return, Rhonda and Dinah are out for a morning run.
Wait, Mommy, wait! I'll catch my breath.
Come on, Rhonda. Run, man. You're too young.
It's okay you decided that we should run this early morning. Ma, come, let me walk a piece, man. Please.
All right. I see that you could do with a little exercise. You need to lose some of the weight, Rhonda.
I know. You see, you're living in America having a negative effect on me. That's why I want to come back home.
I mean, you got to work that out with Aubrey.
Right now, me, he ain't really green. He was really ridiculous when we went to dinner the other night. It's certain things Aubrey just do these days that just really irritate me.
Mm-hmm. I ain't see the man just do nothing to you, Rhonda. It's you that's step on the man case most of the time.
My mommy, you supposed to step on me side.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Rhonda. Abby's a good man and you need to appreciate you a little more.
You don't have to live in America with you. If you did, you would know what I'm talking about.
All right, amuse me. What is some of the things this man just do to annoy you?
He just hardly helped me out in the house.
But Rhonda, it's not 12 hours the man just walk. 5 and 6 days a week?
Yeah, but when he come home, he could help me cook or clean up or something. Whole day is there with Jamari.
And whole day is there at work making sure you got bread on the table. Oh, Rhonda, I'm sure the poor man does be tired when he reach home.
He could do something as simple as washing little wares. All he does do is bed right away and then sit down in front of the TV and then ask me what was for dinner.
But you should got the man dinner ready by the time he reach home, Randa. What you just be doing all day?
Like you hear what I just said, I just be looking after we son.
So nowhere during the time you don't find time for cook.
I just want a little help.
I'm telling you, you're really being unreasonable, man.
Is who texting you so early?
I don't mind your own business.
Gold man? Who's the?
Why you don't take your eyes out of me phone, girl?
But look how you smiling. What really going on?
Whoa, he too funny.
Mommy, who's Mr. Goldman?
It's just a gentleman I meet the other day at the market.
And you gave him your number?
Well, listen, it's an old miner. And I was thinking I could make some jewelry for Jamari. And since Mr. Goldman know about gold, we exchange the information.
Mommy, you know you can't lie.
All right. It had nothing to do with Becky jewelry. But he is an old gold miner and he's staying in Marundi for a little while by Mortal and Catalina.
Who is he to them?
An old family friend.
So just suddenly this man show up in Marundi?
Well, he's passionate about educating the small miners about safe mining practices. He intends to go around the country teaching and sharing the experiences so mining could be safer in Guyana. We have to protect the environment and save lives.
Oh.
You know, look at all kind of issues with miners. A matter of fact, one of the reasons Mr. Goldman had to leave the mining was because of the mercury poisoning.
What? How?
Yeah, it has used mercury to extract the gold.
Oh.
But it can negatively affect people's health and plenty miners end up being poisoned by it. Apparently, when you inhale it, it could damage your nerves.
What is this?
Yeah, but luckily he wasn't so serious.
Oh, good.
And you know what's the frightening part? Even people in the nearby communities where the mining taking place can be affected. You're talking about big people and little children. Even the water, the soil, everything it can affect. So you could imagine what some of them people going through in the interior, girl.
I didn't know it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I learned something here today.
Me too. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things we ordinary people don't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing this man decided to talk up and share his knowledge.
Yes, girl.
So, describe it to me now.
Hola, girl, really medium bell. He got some silver strands in here. And beautiful brown eyes.
Mommy.
And his skin like gold.
Dinah Boston got a boyfriend.
No, man. He's just friends, Rando.
Man, but since daddy dead, I never see you take up with nobody. You don't get lonely?
I'm managing, man.
Well, it's never too late to find love.
Well, yes or no.
Here, what? I want to meet this man before me, Aubrey, and Jamari go back to the States.
Talta, not a bit of it.
But mommy...
Come on and let me start back jogging.
Mommy!
Run, Randa, run!
Alright, so holding it down, of course, we have...
Howard, dear, you throw these beer bottles in bin?
Yes, Patsy. It's a problem.
We really shouldn't be disposing these glass bottles like this. They can be recycled.
I'm quite sure some villagers raid the dump to find treasures.
Really, Howard? That's how you look at it?
Yup.
Honey, you know, we people in Marundi are big on proper garbage disposal. We try our best to adhere to practices involving reusing and recycling.
Listen, my dear. You know I really don't pay attention to such things. Whether I do it or somebody else, not everyone will recycle bottles or even care about what is going on.
Howard, I know you're a better man than that.
Because I don't care about recycling some bottles, I am somehow a terrible person.
That's not what I said. But it look away. You can't have this attitude that you simply don't care.
I am free to believe and care about whatever I mean.
All right. Now we don't argue. It's something I wanted to show you anyway.
What?
I find this old magazine with some beautiful wedding dresses. Look how beautiful these are.
Hmm.
Howard, You ain't even look yet.
I'm not interested in wearing dresses. You don't have a girlfriend to talk to about that. Isn't that what women do?
You well know that these heifers in Marunda don't like me. I ain't really got any friends.
So, because all women can't stand you, I must suffer by looking at wedding dresses with you?
I just thought you would have an opinion since I will be your bride.
Patsy, look, we haven't made a firm decision on marriage, and you really shouldn't get ahead of yourself.
So what are you doing here laying up in me house and sleeping every night, huh? Why are you moving in your things then piece by piece?
I thought we enjoy each other's company.
So you intend to continue drinking the milk from this cow without buying it?
You really shouldn't refer to yourself as a cow, Patsy.
Listen, Howard. Me intend for no long-term relationship with no man who ain't gonna marry me. So you got to come good and come quick.
You know what? I completely forget that I was to meet with Simon.
And furthermore, I don't like you associating with that man.
A man that I've known much longer than you?
Don't play games with me.
You need to calm down. I will see you later.
Howard!
Howard, it sounds like you need to come clean with Patsy and tell her you don't want to get married.
Look, Simon, I'm not completely opposed to the idea, but I don't function well under pressure.
Patsy's not a woman I would marry, though.
She's really good to me, and I do love her.
Hmm.
I know you prefer younger women, but I love older women.
To each his own, eh? Talking about marriage, Pepper and I had to postpone our wedding.
Why?
I guess the time was too short for her to get everything she wanted. I have left all the planning to her.
Well, the weddings are really for the women, you know.
Fact. Anyway, this is one of Ignatius's buildings I want us to look at. As you can see, he's clearly violating some building codes.
Wow. Look at that fence. Does this man have the village council in his pocket? Why has this not been addressed?
From what I understand, years ago Ignatius was involved in some sort of corruption. Matter of fact, it's how he obtained the land to create Better Harvest.
Why am I not surprised?
However, even I must admit that the new village council seems to be keeping out of corruption.
As they should. We must bring this violation to their attention.
Well, this is just one of a few properties. We have a few more to look at.
Simon, this is the fourth building we have looked at for Ignatius Thomas that is in violation. We really have to do something about it.
Yes. It's not that we can tear it down, but he must be accountable to the village.
Hello? Is there a problem, gentlemen?
Mr. Thomas.
What are you doing standing in front of my building and taking notes?
Mr. Thomas, it's nice seeing you again.
Y'all answer my question. What are you doing here?
Just being good citizens of Marundi. We suspect that this building here is in violation of some building codes.
Did you get permission to build a fence so close to the building? According to the regulations, the home must be 10 feet from the fence area.
It's story the two y'all want. Look, get away from my property.
Heard you had the village council in your pocket years ago. Is that so?
I said to get away from my property, Simon.
We must be in compliance with the laws of this country.
I don't know you, chap. But if you're following this fella here by trying to start a story where there is none, you're in the wrong.
I can see for myself.
It's which old Patsy drag you from? You don't know who is Ignatius Thomas? I will drive you out this village with the same speed you came in here with.
Brute force and ignorance. I heard it's your way.
We plan on approaching the village council to raise this issue. After all, we all want what's best for Marundi.
Do whatever the hell you want.
Enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
I hope Patsy poisons you.
Mr. Thomas!
Don't address me, Simon. You want to create a problem where there is none. And I am not going to stand by and let you bully me. I am not one of them women that you take advantage of.
Let's go, Simon.
Yes, we have the information we need.
Consider this a warning. You mess with me. Mess with me! Y'all have no idea who Ignatius Thomas is. Mess with me!
You have been listening to today's episode of Marundi.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.